Hello. It's been about a year. I need to apologize for that delay. I've got a lot of things I need to cover. If for some reason you were one of those crazy people that was looking for another episode of Goat Man, have no fear. I think there's one or two more to come. And I may write another one yet. You never know. But in the meantime, I just feel kind of compelled to come from you from my outdoor location. Here I'm sitting in my backyard. And I need to kind of cover what's happened over the last 365 days. Strangely enough, it's been almost exactly a year since, it has been exactly a year since the last time I've recorded anything. If you've listened to my previous podcast, you know that I'm a teacher. I retired last year, so I thought. My school district called me back. Apparently there's a huge shortage of teachers for certain subjects, and mine happened to be one of them. So they asked me if I would kind of pinch hit for a year, and I agreed to. It was a good deal. God kind of provided for me there. And, you know, when I retired the first time, I always thought to myself, gee, I wonder if I have any more left in the tank. Could I be doing this prematurely? Is there something left? And I would have wondered that probably to the day I died. I got the opportunity to teach, and I got an answer to my question. There was a little bit more left in the tank. Not an entire year's worth, but pretty much. And now that I'm retired again, this time for sure, and I'll circle back to that in a minute, this time for sure, I'm pretty comfortable with my decision. I don't think that I will be missing out on anything. Circling back on the for sure retirement deal, my wife decided that maybe I should have a retirement party. That way it would possibly stick. She knows how I work. I have to give her that. Props to her. I don't have to worry about her head getting too big because she doesn't listen to what I say at the time. And I'm guessing she probably won't listen to any of these either. So she's a great woman. I'm glad I married her. I'm in love with her, and that's probably never going to change. Anyway, getting back to business here. I worked for another year, just finished again, just retired again. And in that time, I've had a lot going on. It seems like I've been pulled a lot in a bunch of different directions. I have a mother that's aged now, and she needs a little help, and here I am trying to take care of her as well. It's a challenge. We just came back, the two of us just came back from a flight to Oregon, which, if you think about it, is pretty amazing. Here I am, and I've got my 87-year-old mother that we took onto an airplane. It was actually a good trip. We went out there to see her brother, my uncle, and it was a pretty good trip. I'm just happy that she made it. I'm happy we were able to make the connections in the airport, and I'm happy that we were able to get back home again. I want to apologize for all the noise. I'm sitting out here on location, as it were, in my backyard, kind of enjoying the nature that God has given us. It's very nice. My wife has turned into a wonderful green thumb woman, and I'm sitting in her little garden out here, where she has, for lack of a better term, a plethora of different plants. And I'm just kind of enjoying what she's created here, a little haven. Although the traffic noise does get to be a little bit troublesome after a while. Hopefully you'll be able to hear me as we go through this. As I mentioned, I worked for a year. I haven't had an opportunity to do anything with a podcast, and I was sitting out here actually sanding some furniture when I came down with this great desire to start up again. So hopefully this won't be a terrible waste of your time, but I'm probably going to ramble on for a few minutes because, well, I just seem to think that I've got a lot to spill out. As a reminder, this podcast, I've named it Drive Time Amnesia, and I did that because Well, sometimes we just want to forget the drive. We want to do something else. I don't want you to get into an accident over this, but certainly maybe we could be distracted a little bit mentally and have the time go by a little bit faster. It's summer now. This is June 20th. In case you're wondering, I don't know. That probably will be a date on the website, or June 21st might be the date that I'll put on there. First off, I should tell you guys, I don't edit. I'm not that smart, and I'm too cheap to buy software that would probably make that an easy go. So, you're just going to have to get it with all the warts and everything. It's been a pretty good year. I've had a lot going on. It seems like, you know, I hate to say it, but I'm getting to the age now where government help is there in the form of Medicare. I don't think I'm destitute. I'm not. God has provided very well for me, but I'll be joining the Medicare crowd in August. My wife went on just a little bit before me. Poor thing had a terrible time getting her Medicare card. I don't know what happened. Word of warning to you all, it's probably not a good idea to sign up for Medicare and Social Security at the same time. It just seems to kind of come up the works. I just signed up for Medicare only. I got my card in the mail in like, 2 weeks. It was painless. It was great. Again, the weather out here is very warm. I'm sitting here in a sweat. I found my own little patch of shade, though. I'm pretty happy about that. I just spent the last 45 minutes sanding some coffee tables that truly need to be refinished. So I will have a little job coming up as far as painting goes, and I'm strangely enough, I'm kind of looking forward to it. It'll be fun to do some repair and a little bit of creating. I think we're going to do some interesting things with colors. I don't know. We'll see. One of the things about retirement, and by the way, if I'm rambling, or it sounds like I'm rambling, it's because most likely I am. I'm just kind of giving you my train of thought as it pops up. Most people now have said, hey, what's it like to be retired? And they look at me kind of weird when I say, I don't know yet. You know, as a teacher, you get your summer months off anyway. So right now, even though I'm retired, it feels absolutely not different in any way than any other year. I think I'll probably have some kind of a realization when I see that yellow school bus go down the street, and I'll become nervous that, oh no, I'm late for work, and then all of a sudden it'll hit me. Oh, no, I don't have to worry about that anymore. That's something I think I'm looking forward to a little bit. People always say, well, you know, do you have plenty to do? Are you going to get bored? I honestly do not foresee that happening right now. I've got a bunch of friends. I've made it a point over the last few weeks to cultivate those friends. I want to make sure that I stay in touch. I'm doing what I can, maybe to set up some weekly appointments where we'll go out to breakfast, or, you know, we'll go goof off. I've got one good friend that we're going to go out to breakfast Monday, and then we're going to go from there to the range. I don't know. It sounds like an excellent day to me. I'm looking forward to that as well. My other friend, who I've known since seventh grade, we're talking, you know, back when they had horses that took you to school, right? He is retiring in October. And when he does, I'm going to have to make a point of getting in touch with him. Keeping in touch, set up a weekly appointment, whatever. He doesn't live very far from me. We get along very well. What a surprise. We're good friends, right? And I don't know. I think he and I might be absent for a little bit on fishing trips. He's become quite the fisherman. He's very adept at it, and I'm really looking forward to going fishing with him. His wife, I've known her probably a little longer than I've known him, actually. And then my wife, we all are very, very good friends. And we've gone on trips together, and I can't help but think that there might be some of those in the future as well. We'll see. Time will tell. As far as other things that are coming along, when I taught computer programming and electronics, and those kind of are in my wheelhouse pretty good. I'd love to dabble on the computer. I love to dabble with electronics. I suspect there's going to be some electronics projects that will show up that I'll design and create. I've done a few things for my granddaughters, and they seem to enjoy them, and maybe I'll come up with some other ideas. I've got one right now that I think is going to be my winter project, because I suspect it'll be a little bit more complex and involved than what I realize right now. Summer's nice. As I sit here, I'm looking at our garden. Before I went on my trip, I planted some stuff. My wife requested some tomato plants, so we've got three of those in. We don't eat a whole lot of tomatoes, so three will probably be more than enough. She wanted pumpkins for some reason this year, so the pumpkins seem to be coming up very, very nicely. I have some volunteer green onions and some volunteer herbs. I honestly think one is thyme and one is maybe sage. My sniffer for herbs doesn't work too well in my memory for what I planted. Well, it doesn't work at all. So that's something I'll probably have to get used to as well. But we also have some zucchini out there and some squash. So it should be a pretty interesting garden. My wife has planted daffodils all around the perimeter of the garden. We have these vermin here. They're called deer. They like to come into our backyard, even though it's fenced. A fence means nothing to a deer. They come into our backyard and they like to ravage whatever it is that we have growing. I've noticed when I cut my grass just a few days ago that I have, I think it's a raspberry plant, and it's got raspberries galore started. And my fear is that I will not be able to eat one because those doggone deer will get them. That's what happens with my grapevine. I have grapes, I have bunches by the score. And by the time these grapes are ripe enough to be eaten, because right now I taste them every once in a while because I never learn. And these things are just so tart, so much tannin in them. They're very moist. I would love to say that they're going to be great, but I just don't know. I'll have to ask a deer when I see him. If you ask him if he's enjoyed my grapes, I don't know. Other things that I have done and will probably continue to do. I think of myself as a jack of all trades, and instead of not good at any of them, I'm terrible at any of them. I have a welder, and I've been known to tinker and repair chairs and fire pits and shepherd's hooks for the garden, and you know, I can do a lot with a welder. I just can't do any of it well. Perhaps that'll be something that I'll work on in the future. My kids will keep me busy. My grandkids, of course, will keep us busy. My wife wants to travel quite a bit, so I suspect that will also eat up some time. We'll probably really start that in the fall. I'm looking forward to traveling in the fall because, well, you know, kids will be in school. It shouldn't be as crowded. So I'm looking forward to that as well. Believe it or not, I think I've just about worked my way through my speech basket. Hopefully some of my friends will hear this. They will understand that I want to stay in touch with him. I know my family, some of them will listen. And I really look forward to being able to take a more relaxed stance toward things. I don't feel now, well, I still do feel, that's a lie. But I shouldn't feel now that the summer will come to an end and I have to rush and get things done. It seems like my bucket of time has become a little bit larger, and I'm thankful for that. I'm sitting here looking at something called shrimp plants. I'm sure there's another name for them. They kind of catch my eye. They're very striking looking. They're kind of little, like little trees, but they're in red and orange, and they're pretty cool. If you ever get an opportunity to look at a shrimp plant or plant one, or if you had one, you probably know what I'm talking about. Looking out over my backyard, I see I've got some trees that I've got to cut down. I've got a fire pit that, well, it needs to have a fire in it, but it's a little bit warm right now. Hopefully this fall I'll be able to utilize it quite a bit. I won't have anything hanging over my head that says, hey, you have to get up at 4:45 in the morning anymore. So that will have a huge impact on my schedule, I'm sure. I have noticed that since I've returned from Oregon, that making this drastic switch to Pacific time was good for me, because instead of waking up at 4, now I wake up at, you know, 6:30. This morning, I think I slept until 8. I know I'm becoming a lazy bum, right? Anyway, just wanted to get that out there. If nothing else, I might listen to this in the future and see what it is that I had to do. So I appreciate you giving me this time, and hopefully in the near future I'll be able to get back on track with Goat Man and give you a few more episodes. I think there's one or two more that I've written that are in the tank, and maybe I'll come up with a few more creativity. The juices are starting to come back a little bit. I will try not to be so long in between podcasts. I think 1 year is really pushing it. Again, I apologize for all of the traffic noise, but I just feel the urge to sit out here in the backyard and enjoy everything that God's given us. So having said that, I hope that your trip is almost over. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Thank you for giving me some time. Bye-bye.